Oh, can you shut that, by the way?
You're such a bitch. Fuck you. You get up and shut it. Go. Bad dog. No. No excuse. You left. You came back in. You got to close it.
I was hoping if I said it like casually enough where I was just like, hey, can you go do that? You'd just be like, yeah, sure, man. But no.
No. It's fuck you. Hey, can you show, guys, welcome back to The Last Drop. Zemi is texting, but I was going to let you finish that. I just wanted Jacob to show them our little mug.
Damn, you are running at 33%.
I am. Not even 33%. I've been recovering from a little cold. I didn't have a fever at all, but I was coughing and my throat was raspy from sucking dick.
Nice. Ooh, and, grapefruit, lonely blonde.
Dude, I fucking love grapefruit beer.
Me too.
Fuck you and your sickness, man. We're going to talk about this grapefruit beer instead.
This is the first time you had a grapefruit lonely blonde? Mm-hmm. I've never had one of those before.
From Fulton.
Okay.
I'll let you try some.
Can you pour some? Yeah.
Don't spill.
That was a beautiful sound.
Anyways, one of our patrons just made us this mug, and it has like normal eye shaking it more than three times. And Jacob, why are you pouring that like such a little bitch?
No foam.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
I just want to taste. I don't need a whole thing.
It's like she's from the UK, so it's like a tin too. It's kind of cool.
That was a joke. Like, I wasn't like, oh, it's from the UK, so that's why it's tin. Like,
no, that's like a thing.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I was.
I thought you were like, oh, like, since she's from the UK, it has to be tin. And I was like, I made that joke, like, as a joke. I didn't really.
I mean, I knew that was a thing. I thought it was more of an Irish thing. No, theirs is more the glass, isn't it?
I have no idea.
I
made a joke.
Don't put me in on this.
Yeah.
Google it.
No, that's so much work.
Give me my harmonica until you Google it.
No, stop, dude. That was so funny, though.
He did bring it.
He did bring it. That was so funny, though, like editing that. Because, like, oh, I didn't even tell you this, Matt. I was going to tell you guys before that podcast that I was, like, unreasonably, like, kind of mad. Like, as I was setting up, I was just getting pissed at everything. And I was like, fuck, I got to tell them, like, I'm in a bad mood. But I forgot. So, like, which is fine. Like, I feel like I'm really good at controlling my emotions. Like, I was genuinely, towards the end.
Oh,
like,
I know.
When I took the harmonica from him, I was genuinely getting, butt hurt. But editing it was so fucking funny.
When you said, Jacob, seriously? I was like, oh, he's actually mad. And that's when I leaned into it more. And I was like, fuck you. I was also...
You're a little kind of asshole.
I was fucking hammered last week. We recorded on Sunday, after Sunday football, where I had been drinking for goddamn 6 hours.
And like, you were pulling JMO.
Yeah, I was pulling JMO. Not as much as I thought I did, but...
Yeah, you didn't have that many drinks.
No, I had like two pulls at the beginning, and I was like, nah, whatever.
Yeah. Jacob is like, so I was telling them, I was like, hey, I want to just like start making these podcasts somewhere between like 45 minutes to an hour. And Jacob on the way up today, he was like, because I mentioned that, and he was like, yeah, not going to lie, whenever you say that, it just makes me want to like prolong the podcast even more. And I was like, fuck you, man. What is your problem with just like pissing people off?
I don't know, man. And also, I told you, like, it's not like a conscious...
You're an instigator.
Yeah. It's not a conscious decision either. It's whenever you're like, we should try to make these short. Like, something in my brain, like, in the deep, deep, dark parts is like, we're going to find fucking topics to talk about for a while.
Jacob's like, oh, yeah, I just loaded up like 10 minutes of content I can talk about.
Yep.
And exactly. It's just Jacob talking about salting your vegetables. You're fucking right at it straight.
I won't right now. Salt your vegetables. It's better for you.
No, it's your fun facts are sometimes fun.
I was cooking I was cooking on the last one about presidents, which I bet all of our international...
Oh, you mean the first drop?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I was hammered. I don't know what the fuck was going on in the last one. I was.
No, he switched it up.
You're confusing.
I'm
you're
following
confusing.
It.
I'm okay. Not following it.
Cool.
Maybe it's my fucking sick
this
boy
is
brain.
The grapefruit, very good.
Very good.
Very, very yummy.
Fulton, sponsor us.
Do you guys want to get in the poopy boy? Just rip it right off the bat. Rip the band-aid
Jacob,
off.
Jacob, do you want to get into the poopy boy?
Oh my God, fuck you guys. I'm just going to go.
Wait, Jacob, you didn't answer that question.
I could be convinced. What's your pitch?
What else do we have besides the poopy boy?
Yeah, what are other things? Do you also want to start with the would you rather? Or is
yeah.
This-
no,
yeah.
I didn't have a would you rather.
We can
Do you have one off the top of your head?
Nah, give me like 30 seconds.
I'll read the poopy boy, and then while I'll multitask while we're discussing the poopy boy, because it's a funny one. I want your guys' opinions.
Do you have a would you rather yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you really?
Yeah.
You have a would you rather?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Maybe.
If it sucks, I'm cutting it.
Okay.
Okay.
Would you rather be over 8 feet tall or under 3 feet tall?
Either way, don't you die faster?
Yep.
Well, if I'm going to die... Wait. If I'm going to die fast, I might as well die fast tall.
I think I'd do the 3 foot.
Why?
Because you can like run around and be like mischievous.
You'd be so good at hiding.
Jacob and I are just doing that anyways.
Yeah. Just be fun.
When you'd be so good at hiding. Is that what you just said?
And being mischievous, which is so funny because you just 5 seconds ago said that I just like pissing people off or being mischievous.
Yeah. So is that your answer too? Coming from a short boy, you'd rather be short.
Be shorter. I don't know, because I feel like if I was that tall, that would be my whole personality, and that would suck.
Mm-hmm. And you'd have, like, I feel like taller people would have, like, more likelihood to have some sort of, like, issues with, like, your bones.
Well, you would have an issue if you're 3 feet, too.
But, like, you have, like, weight on your bones when you're that big.
Yeah.
I feel like you'd have, like, joint problems and, like, all this
I feel like
stuff.
You do that when you're, like, I'm thinking of, like, somebody, what was it called? Is it dwarfism? Is that a nice way to put it? Like when they're,
I don't know,
smaller
cancel
people.
Cancel him. Cancel him.
Fuck you.
Cancel him.
Wait, it's small people. I think that's. I don't remember.
We know.
All I know is you can't say the M word. That's it.
You can't say the M word.
I don't see an advantage because either way you're gonna.
I think too. The
you might
world,
as well be tall.
Like, no, but the world is built for people who are only like so tall. Then you'd have to duck into every doorway, most likely.
I would take that. I feel like it
you
would
couldn't
be,
like you realistically
you
couldn't
could probably,
be in some rooms.
I would have had a way
you
better
can't
chance.
Sit in a, you can't like drive a car that's like normal.
That's okay. I'll make it work. Shaq makes it work. How tall is Shaq?
Shaq's not is, 8 feet tall.
How tall is he though? He's pretty close.
Oh, you're gonna Google this, but you wouldn't Google my thing last week.
Yeah, that's because I don't care.
Fucking hate this.
We're doing good at prolonging that.
He's 7'1". Oh wow, so you'd be a full foot taller than Shaq.
How tall? How tall is Yao Ming? Because he was
he's 7'6".
7'6". Jesus Christ.
I mean, how tall is like the tallest person in the world?
I feel like it's easier to like have assistance if you're short rather than have assistance if you're tall.
The world really is.
But like how much assistance do you really need other than like okay, I just need a car that's like more customized.
That, I mean,
I feel like you are going to have
some rooms.
I think there is a lot more joint problems.
Yeah.
With that.
Joint problems.
You could never ride a roller coaster.
Yeah, I can't ride. Yeah, I can't ride a roller coaster.
I don't really care about roller coasters. Next,
oh,
I feel
fucking,
like there'd be a lot more like random little inconveniences if you were taller. Rather, like we're already like pretty well prepared if like people are short.
No, I don't think so. I feel like there'd be more because like you wouldn't grow right. Like I know that's a huge problem with like smaller people is they don't grow into their bodies right, and then there's issues with that.
Depends on.
I'm kind of like, dude, if you're gonna like. Might as well be tall. Although maybe you'd be freakishly. Like I'm thinking of an attractive scale. Like people are way more.
No. Are you thinking you right now, but scale, like you grab the top corner of the image and scale you down to 3 feet? Or are you, because if we did that the opposite way to get you to 8 feet, you would be like 400 fucking pounds.
Because I work hard. I would be like Shaq. Whereas like Shaq is like built and like looks like he fits his size. I wouldn't want to be someone who like doesn't look like they fit in their size.
Yeah. But I don't know, man.
Being someone who's like small and bowling ball size who looks a little too big for a 5'5 man. But no, but I would be fucking, if I was tall, I'd be like, yo, dude, if I don't make it in the NBA or something, then I fucked up somewhere.
You'd probably be so slow if you're that tall.
That's true. I could just hold the ball up like this. Yeah. Come get it. Come get it.
I'm just going to hold it here.
I guess, too, it depends. Would that change depending on what time frame you lived in?
Also, shoes. If you're 8 foot tall, you'd have to, like, get custom shoes.
Also,
shoes.
You would have to. You would,
no, you wouldn't because there's baby shoes. Because there's baby
but
shoes.
No, there's no way that, like, 3 feet tall people or, like, 4 feet tall people don't have feet that aren't proportionate to fit in baby shoes or kids' shoes.
Why wouldn't they fit in kids'
shoes? Because they would probably be pretty wide.
Why?
Because, like, your body's still growing. It's like, when you're a kid, everything's proportional. When you're that small, you're not proportional.
I think you'd be... Well, then, if it was bigger, then you'd have just normal-sized shoes that you'd be wearing if you were normal height.
So, like, the main form of dwarfism, the one that you're thinking of, most people are thinking of, is they have a normal-sized torso and head, but then their arms and legs are short, so, and smaller. And their hands are, like, the same, like... Goddamn proportional.
I think I'm right about the shoe thing. Because then there's from zero to, let's say, like 16 shoe size. Like, that all exists. If you're 8 feet tall, you're way past that.
I don't know. I just think there's more advantages to being the tallest person than the shortest.
I think you think that.
I think it would just, like, I would be like, all right, cool. Like, I feel like if I was, like, that small, I'd be like, damn, that's tough.
No, you could get people so many
would,
jobs.
People would, like, bump into you and be like, oh. You'd get mistaken for a child so often.
That happens to me currently.
So you get, okay, that's so you your get problem. Cheaper, I never.
So you get cheaper food.
Cheaper food.
Kids menu.
Kids meals.
Damn,
everywhere
that's
you
actually
go.
That's a really good argument.
Nobody thinks the 8 foot tall child is a child.
Okay, but that's a good thing in my eyes.
One of the podcasts.
Like, do you not want to be taken seriously if you're like, if you're that small? Like, that's probably.
You're telling me that people that are that short.
I mean, you're probably
can't be established in their careers.
Okay, yeah, but there's bias in everything. I'm not saying they can't be, but I'm saying that, like, it definitely works against them.
Cancel him. Cancel him.
No, hold on. Don't cancel me for just being realistic. Like, okay, think about short people in movies. Like, small people in movies, right? Yeah. What kind of character do they play in literally every movie?
Game of Thrones, he's pretty cool.
Okay, that's actually a good...
Avengers Endgame, he played a giant.
Wait, really? Who's this? Wait, I don't know who this is.
Peter Dinklage.
Dinklage.
Who's that?
The guy that's the guy from Game of Thrones.
Okay, I know that guy.
Who the fuck you mean? Who is
Peter
Dinklage?
Wait, when was he a giant?
In Avengers.
When?
In the movie.
Zemi, when in the movie?
When he's on screen, the fuck you mean?
I'm gonna kill myself.
Please.
What are you talking about?
Oh my fucking God.
So, like, once the opening trailer happens and before the closing credits, he's a giant.
I hate you. Like, when in the, like what is happening in the movie when he's a giant?
Like, which Avengers movie?
He's, yes, but also, like, when, what scene? Like, what scene? Because I don't remember
that. They go to forge Thor's new weapon, and they go to Nidavellir? I don't know how to say it.
Thor gets a new weapon?
He gets the axe! The fuck you mean?
In an Avengers movie? Which Avengers movie does this happen in? I must have been not
paying
attention.
Yeah, because it's used with, like, Groot's, like, it's the Groot, like, makes it with, like, out of his arm or something. Right? Isn't like the wood for
it
the,
is.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find a photo of Peter Dinklage standing next to Thor, but it's just him. But yeah, he's although
okay,
as we're doubling down on this, he is technically playing a dwarf because the dwarves are the ones that live in Nineveh.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's when like remember when Thor is like holding like the machine together and like
open.
Like, he's, like, they're, like, forging his new axe, and he has to, like, hold the machine together.
Why can I not remember this scene? I've definitely seen the movie.
Kind of looks like Hagrid.
Oh, yeah. And he was big in that?
He was towered over Thor.
Oh. Interesting.
But, yeah.
I didn't know that. But, I mean, that's a small minority. Also, there's probably a reason why they casted him in that position, because it would be...
No, I think.
Also, like you said, a dwarf.
I just recently... There's like a new Snow White movie that's coming out and they got rid of like the concept of the dwarves. So it's just like the seven somethings and Wee Man was fucking pissed. He was like,
no, don't get me wrong.
Another great example is Wee Man.
Yeah. Yeah. And he was upset.
Wee Man's
was
pretty sick. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. And he was like you're taking away roles from actors that are this size because you're trying to be more PC, but in reality, you're just like limiting the roles for like
yeah,
those people.
I'm.
What do you mean by those people? I'm sorry.
Fuck.
I know. None
I canceled
of us are,
myself.
None of us are like trying to be mean about it. Like we're just having a realistic debate. Like I don't know. I just think there's like more advantages to being tall than short, other than I think we've proved they each that there's have, a lot of disadvantages. No, they all have disadvantages, but I feel like overall, like, first off, you would probably stand out more and
if
get
you were tall.
Yeah.
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 Do you remember when we went to the, I don't remember.
You would be, wait, hold on. I know you like to joke about victim weight all the time.
I do.
Can you imagine if you were 3 feet tall?
I would be, unfortunately, victim weight. Because, unfortunately, anyone
and
is
just,
3 foot.
And just, like.
If you're 3 foot tall, I could throw you.
Well, here's the thing. People look at us all the time, and they're, like, not a threat because they are not over the height. Like, what do you think is, like, victim height?
Fucking last week when that guy was like, oh, I'm a blue belt. Like, fuck you.
Yeah. Jacob could literally kill a human being.
But
no
doubt
in my mind.
Don't you like that, though? You kind of, like, move under the radar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is kind of nice to just be like, try it.
Like, yeah, you can go for it.
Because I will kill you so fast.
Yeah, I guess I don't have that advantage, so it would kind of blow dick. But
you're like, someone give me a stick. Someone give me a stick. I'm going to hit him so hard.
I'm going to thwack that man.
Thwack.
I don't know. I'm still sticking with 8 feet, personally. Me, personally.
I think I would go. I'm going to double down 3 feet.
3 feet? 3 feet?
Yep, 3 feet.
Wild.
Yeah.
So dumb.
Wow, Jacob, that was a really good would you rather. Off of-
that was, I will give you that. That was a great would you rather.
My brain.
You knew this is a podcast. You got to speak. You can't just point at things.
I'm pointing at my brain right now. I'm pointing at my brain. I'm still pointing at my brain.
Or the lack thereof. Guys, poo poo boy of the week.
Jacob, did you want to listen to the poo poo boy?
I hate you both. No, shut up. Both of you. I am the captain now.
Would you rather?
So I will fucking pee on you.
Would you rather have Sarvi pee on you or listen to the poopy boy story?
I hate to break it to you, but I think the latter.
Personally, I would rather get peed on. Do you have any thoughts?
Yeah, I'm listening to this story for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn, well, I guess I'm in the minority.
Damn, later, we have to debate then to eat. Agree, there's majority in agreement.
Yeah, what would you? What's your stance?
Would you know what? I would prefer to pee on myself.
Okay, no poopy boy story.
No poopy boy story. Okay, so I found this while I was live streaming. So if you're coming from the live stream, you've probably heard this, but I just thought it was. I just want your guys' opinions on it. So the title, it's an r/petty revenge, which people just are like, here's how I got my revenge, and it's like low key.
Oh, someone shat on someone.
Bully made fun of me for pooping my pants. Pooped on her porch weekly 20 years later.
Goat.
Wait.
Go
ahead.
This girl was a relentless bully at a private Catholic school where I didn't fit in. Granted, I did have some bowel issues and pooped my pants semi-regularly, but she was one of those bitches that was just born to be
that
a mean
got
girl.
Jacob.
What?
Pooped regularly.
Not pooped regularly, pooped myself regularly.
Well, semi-regularly.
I'm wearing a diaper. Like,
yes.
It happens once.
I agree.
Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me, or whatever the fucking, can't get fooled again. Like,
you fucking butchered that. Yes. It's fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice.
Shame on me. Okay, thank you.
Good job. Proud of you.
So, that... But I'm wearing a diaper. Like, I'm not... Like, if I'm like, oh, I have issues and I've shat myself at school once, I'm wearing a diaper from there.
No, I agree with you. And I should clarify, because they didn't... If I'm talking about pooping my pants semi-regularly, I'm going to at least include what grade I was in, like if I was a young kid. Yeah. They didn't include that. So everybody just assumed this person was in high school. And they're
that's
like,
exactly
bro,
where
you're
I went.
Pooping your pants in high school?
High school? Yeah.
First grade.
Oh. Okay.
Very different. First grade.
Got it.
But still wearing a diaper.
Still... Yes, absolutely. 100%. So she says, pooped my pants semi-regularly, but she was one of those bitches that was just born to be a mean girl. Her brother even made fun of my brother for being overweight. When I moved into my first apartment when I was 19, it so happened that her brother and her both lived together with their sorority sisters and frat brothers a mere block away. My roommate...
Sick. Wait, my So, I mean, it doesn't really matter, but like they all live together or near each other?
Like all in the same house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. My roommates and I drank heavily at the time, and upon finding out that they lived there, decided it would be hilarious if we pooped on her porch. Well, it was so fun that it became a drunken tradition with 10 plus people off and on for the next 5 years, at least once a week.
That is so good. I love that tradition.
I'm kind of split here.
Well, that's here. Wait, wait. Just to finish, getting to tell her years later is a whole nother story, which was its own petty revenge in itself. I tell the story to my daughter and her friends as a anti-bullying cautionary tale. That's how it ends.
How, what are you? She kind of glossed over that. She told the person that was her bully that she's been pooping on her.
Yes. Should I look at her page and see if she like?
I wouldn't say that.
I want to know more about. I want to. Yeah, how did that go?
Because also, like, if I have been having to clean human shit off of my porch for 5 years, reporting that to the police.
Yeah.
And then the moment you admit that to me, I'm like, oh, tight.
Get that person.
Well, here's the thing is like, so this was clearly like they didn't give a date on it. Cause I was thinking, I said the same thing. I was like, how did they not move? That was my big question mark. Well, like if you're getting your porch shit on every week,
my porch was getting shit on every week, I wouldn't assume it's because of me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, and especially because they lived with like a bunch of other people.
I also
too.
Okay.
They're like, oh, literally, this is Janet's fault. Like,
like you notice a pattern. I would post up. I'd be like, all right, cool. On this weekend, I'm doing nothing for these two nights, but just sitting and waiting.
Or I would set up a video camera.
Yeah.
But what it sounds like is like this would just happen randomly. Like it wasn't like, oh, every Friday we're pooping on Janet's porch.
Well, it's I know, like, but like I feel like you could still, after 5 years, if you were smart enough,
fucking pooped on absolutely. Porch
that,
again.
I agree with that. I also think there's a way to get away with it.
Yeah.
I also want to say, I think it's old. So like Ring doorbells aren't as common as they are now. Yeah, like I wonder.
She's talked about how she said she talked to her daughter about it now.
Yeah. So. Yeah. 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 Which is funny. Sure. Like, cause I said the same thing. I was like, this could be fake 100%, but it's really funny to think that like personally, I heard this and I was like, I wish we would have come up with this because there's at least five people I could think of that I would definitely shit on their porch.
Yeah.
But are any of those five people someone that you've held a grudge with since first grade?
No.
That's so.
Yeah. I mean, I knew nobody.
This is my fucking disconnect on it where I'm like, that's such a funny bit. But also like, she bullied me in first grade. Oh, what? She just called you poo-poo pants? Like.
Well, I mean, it sounded like it left a lasting mark. It said the brother even bullied her brother for being overweight.
So it's like a family. It's like I hate that family.
Yeah. It's like, blood feud.
Dude, I do have someone that I know from elementary school who I'm like, fuck you to this day. I'm not going to like, it's like petty and I'm not going
to
dox it.
Dude, you down to go poop on their porch?
I don't know where they live.
I can find their address so fast.
So, I mean, do you remember the put the poop in the bag?
Put the poop in the bag. Put the poop in the bag.
110, somewhere around there.
I get the grudge.
I do too. I almost wish I had.
It's because Jacob was bullying people at that age.
God damn right I was.
I do think Jacob was probably a little bit of a bully. Jacob, how were you when you
I
were a
kid? I was a little bit of a bully.
I was too, 100%. Yeah. I think every kid kind of goes through the phase a little bit.
No, I got bullied a lot. So like I wasn't bullying too many people. I got bullied for being short, but like eventually once I figured out it's a lot funnier to make fun of yourself, then I like fucking flipped it on them.
I also learned that.
Yeah.
I learned it a little late, I feel like.
I learned it pretty young. So, like, and also, like.
Where'd that beer come from?
He
had it on the table. Yeah.
I was also, like, it's hard to bully me when I'm, like, competing at, like, national level tournaments where it's, like, you can say whatever the fuck you want to me. It's, like, all right, I'm going to go.
Oh, yeah. When did you start wrestling?
I started wrestling very young. I was probably 7.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Why did you get bullied then? Because you could just be like, let me go fuck you up real quick.
I don't know. I've always been like a pretty like nice person. Like I never default to
violence. I disagree.
I don't default to violence. I will always try to like de-escalate a situation because I know if it does.
I don't
violence.
Know. When you choked me out, that was not. It was good vibes. And then you just.
I think. I don't remember. I was.
I remember.
He said in most situations.
Story time.
I was provoked.
I was provoked. You were not provoked.
I think I was like, I could choke you out. And you were like, no, you couldn't. I was like, okay.
Watch
how fast you die.
Like, I walked in and you were sitting there with two girls. One ended up dating one of our fraternity brothers, and one of them was your ex. And you, but you guys weren't dating at the time.
Yeah, this was and, pre her being my ex.
You know, now that I think of it, I think you were like, "I'm annoyed," and I was like, "Oh, let me come here." And I like sat on you.
You
might have
been drunk or something. And
no,
I was, like,
I was not drunk. Oh. I was definitely not drunk because it was like the middle of the day. But I was like, "Oh, no, it wasn't the middle of the day." Maybe. Yeah, it was. It was definitely because they were studying.
I was studying too, which was crazy.
No, like, you weren't.
I wasn't really, but
you
might
have had your books out, but you were not
I
was studying.
Like, I can't read these.
Wow.
What does this mean?
No, I definitely didn't have my books out because I never bought a book after freshman year.
Or it might have been your notebook or something.
I never took notes.
Okay. Well, I can't help you. I'm trying. I'm really. Your laptop? I don't, either way, I sat on you and I just remember immediately getting put in a chokehold and I was giggling. I was like, ha ha ha, look, wrestler has me in a chokehold. And then next thing you know, it looked like time like slowed down. And then all of a sudden I wake up and the two girls are like freaking out. They're like in front of me like, are you okay? And I have a huge thing of snot hanging out of my nose in front of these two very attractive girls. Just fucking just... And I'm like, whoa, because I've never passed out. I've never lost consciousness. I was like, that was actually fucking wild.
Yeah.
So fuck you. You are not always a nice person. Anyways, what were you saying?
You should choke Zarby out again.
Oh, we can do it. I would love to.
Please
no.
Please no. You were saying you were a nice person. And
I'm a nice person. Like, I usually don't, like, default to violence. So, like, if anyone would ever, like, talk shit, like, I was very confident in myself knowing that, like, I could beat the fuck out of most people. Like you can talk all you want. I would kill you. If this was ancient Rome, I kill you.
Did we talk about that already?
No.
I mean, it's old as fuck. But
it is old as fuck, but I do find it so funny. It's almost like a cycle. Every like 3 or 4 months, women discover how fucking simple men are.
Yeah.
It's so funny because like this time it's the Roman Empire. Before this, it's asking men if they think they could land an airplane and all of us being like, yeah.
Yeah.
And like,
I don't know.
Because you're a fucking
idiot. My girlfriend hit me with one. I forgot what it was. Like this week.
Oh, this week? Can you text her and ask her if she remembers?
If I got magically turned into a cat.
What?
That's one I've seen lately. It's like, would you take care of me if a witch cursed me and turned me into a cat?
Oh, fuck yeah. That's
easy. I know. That's what I'm saying.
That's so easy.
I would love you more.
Yeah, what the fuck you mean? You'd complain way less.
Dude, no, my cat used to complain all the time.
Yeah, mine. Dude, Beans has been so whiny lately. I'm like, is there something in the air? I fed you. Like, I'm giving you pets. I play with you every day. Like, what the fuck do you want from me?
If Q ever annoyed me, sup?
No, go ahead. What was it?
If Q ever annoyed me, I would just lay on top of him. I'd be like, shut up.
Okay, so I've been giving, you remember you were like, do you ever hard pet your cat? And I was like, no, that's mean. I just did it the other day. He
loves
fucking
it.
Loves
yes,
it.
Yes, dude. Some cats
like, yeah.
love it.
He's like, when I pet him soft, he'll like try to bite me sometimes. But if I'm like, bitch, he's like, yeah.
Yeah. I used to chase my cat around doing that.
You know what he's been doing lately? And it pisses me off.
So
I'll like wake up at like 2 or 3 in the morning and I have to pee.
Boner?
No.
Oh. Just curious.
Fair question.
You know what? I can't always say no to that.
Okay, cool.
But now, instead of like, okay, so I sleep either close to naked or naked every single night.
I know.
You know?
I know too. But mainly because you've told us before.
The silence is so much funny. The silence is so much funnier than anything I could have ever said. So I was like, I'm going to maintain this. Like, no matter what I say, nothing is funnier than just a prolonged silence.
Here's the thing. If you were like, yeah, this is the time where I tell you I put a camera in your apartment, I would 100% get him. He'd be like, I just want to feel like I'm hanging out with you all the time, so I put three cameras in your room.
You said you wouldn't hang out with me, so I put a camera in your room so I can always hang out with you.
He like presses a button and the fucking like the cabinets like separate, and it's just a fucking monitor with all of our like Zemi's yeah. room, Sarby's room, Trokel's room, like everybody.
Do you want to see the camera footage? Like,
anyways. I get up and now I have to like put on a full thing of clothes because Beans will like, you know, the long hallway that leads to my bathroom.
Yeah.
He'll fucking bite me all the way. And it's only at night. He won't do this during the day. It's like, oh, he's up and vulnerable. He has no, I can't walk in my own apartment naked to the bathroom because this motherfucker will bite me. And granted, he's never gone for there, but I'm not about to find out in that moment that he knows my weakness.
Bop.
Can you imagine going to the ER and yes. they're like, so what's wrong, sir? Yeah, my cat bit my testicles. That is crazy.
They'll be like, oh man, another fucking weirdo. Like, how much catnip did he put there? Like, I used to work in the ER. I saw some weird shit.
Do you think that's it? Because there's like the guys will put
stuff up their
peanut.
Ass. Oh, peanut butter on their dick? Yeah, that's also a thing.
Two separate...
Same way.
Peanut butter on their dick?
Well, we were talking about the ER. Nobody goes to the ER because they put peanut butter on their dick.
Well, but I'm sure there has been a guy who's like, oh, let me put peanut butter on my dick. Lick it up, Fido.
Probably.
Mm. Can you imagine going to the ER?
Yes.
And trying to explain... How do you explain that?
You say it pretty honestly, which is so fucking funny. And I don't want to, like, shatter the reality for anyone here, but I'm about to. If you think the doctors and the nursing staff aren't making fun of you, they are.
Oh, 100%. Oh my. They God. Have to be.
Oh, yeah. Because as a medical professional, the amount of people I make fun of on a day-to-day, like, I'll get done with a phone call, and I'll be like, I'll just send a message in my group chat. I'm like, I just talked to the biggest fucking nerd. Like,
get a load of this loser.
Yeah, like, yeah.
I remember I was watching this movie with a gal who's a nurse, and she was like, in the movie, they were like, yeah, honestly, just work at the hospital because the drama is entertaining.
Yeah.
And she laughed and she was like, that is so fucking true.
Facts.
And I was like, damn, like this self-employed thing sucks. I want to go somewhere and have people be like, yo, you'll never believe it. I fucking.
It's the drama is crazy in a hospital.
So Grey's Anatomy is real. Is what you're saying. I've like seen two episodes.
Not that real. Not that real. It's.
Wait,
I got it.
You got it?
So the new one that has been getting, that girl's been asking guys or been telling guys is like, oh yeah, like did you guys hear that like Taylor Swift like just discovered that one dude?
Oh yeah.
And you're like,
oh yes.
And then every dude, yes. Every guy, you mean fucking Travis Kelce, the Chiefs number one tight end? And then like just go into a whole fucking, I mean, she did it to me. I was like, no.
No.
And then it ended with like, well, like she definitely like made him richer.
She did.
She definitely did.
Have you 100%. Seen the amount of sales that have gone up for his
sales? Podcast is number one. Like grew like 600K Instagram followers. Like that's so fucking wild.
Yeah.
The power that Taylor Swift holds. Actually, if you guys are down for it, I just like posted in Am I the A-Hole? But a while back I read one that was like, Am I the A-Hole for not supporting my wife's Taylor Swift obsession? Do you want me to pull it up? It's kind of fucking wild.
Maybe.
Or do you want me to TLDR it?
TLDR it because it could go one way or the other. Like, was she fucking crazy or was it like...
I felt like there wasn't enough information.
Oh, I hate fucking when it's like that.
Because I was like, if you're making a post about it, like there's got to be worse things that you're not telling us. Because basically what he said was like, every second of her day, she's either listening to it, watching one of those like live streams from the Eras Tour, watching a video back, like she spent $2,000 on tickets and like $300 on merch. Like, and then she was like telling him that she doesn't feel supported in her Taylor Swift lifestyle. Like all this stuff that I was just like, and he's like, am I the a-hole for like reality checking her? And I was like, I don't even know.
I don't think,
but like that is a pretty, not average I'd say, but a pretty, a little above normal Taylor Swift fan from what I
Yeah, that's more than I, like, I wouldn't consider myself, like, a Taylor Swift. Like, I consider myself a Taylor Swift fan. You know what I mean? But, like, even that, I'm just like, oh, that's too much. Like, that's crazy.
Here's the thing. Zemi, who's your favorite football player? Ever.
Ever?
Yeah.
Oh, I actually never been asked that. I don't.
Welcome to the sports podcast.
Fuck. I don't know. I mean, Randy Moss was cool.
Yeah. Oh, my dad loves Randy Moss. Yeah. Would you pay $2,000 to watch him play?
If they were like in the Super Bowl.
Okay. That's actually a fair way to put it.
Which, because it's different because. Fuck.
Idiot.
Fuck you. Because like with the tour, with Taylor aggressive. Swift's tour. Yeah, I know. Sorry.
No,
sorry.
You're fine. I deserved it. I deserve that.
Sorry.
No, you're right. Fuck me.
Yeah. Later. Taylor Swift's tour, like, she does only go on tour once every couple years in your area. So comparing it to a Super Bowl is fairly accurate.
That's a good point, actually. I didn't think about
it. I don't think I'd compare it to a Super Bowl just because it's not that rare.
Yeah, but like...
pretty rare. Like,
compared to your team going to the Super Bowl, I'd say that's more rare, especially if you're a Vikings fan.
But I don't know.
How many times does Taylor Swift come to Minneapolis, and how many times have the Vikings been in the Super Bowl in that time span? Never.
Would we look it up? I have no idea.
The last time the Vikings were in the Super Bowl was in like the 80s.
Oh, really?
But is the rarity of it? That is tough.
Yeah, I think so.
That is so... Wait, are you... Wait, didn't the Minnesota Miracle happen?
That wasn't the Super Bowl.
Was that a playoffs, though?
Yeah.
I thought it was the playoffs to get to the Super Bowl, but maybe it was to get to the conference.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I don't know football well, so I trust you. I don't know, though. Are we going to judge it based off complete? Because I actually get what Jacob's saying. Like, Taylor Swift only goes on tour. And there's also the fact that, like, you don't know if this is her last tour.
It's not.
But it could be. Like, what if she was just, I'm trying to think, like, there's a bunch of artists that are just like, I came out with one album, that's it, peace out.
The Jonas Brothers just went on another tour. And once again, this is my biggest pet peeve with the Jonas Brothers, other than the shit that one is doing. I don't know his name. It's the one that dated Taylor Swift. He's in some fucking trouble. But
is he the one that is getting a divorce or whatever?
Yeah, and like maybe kind of kidnap the kids or something. I don't know. I don't want to get into it. I don't know enough details about it. But the biggest fucking problem is when the Jonas Brothers reformed, they left out Frankie again, which is some bullshit.
The Jonas Brothers minus one.
Yeah.
Minus
two. Yeah. He's just untalented.
He can't be that untalented. You know what I mean?
He kind of probably is if they left him out. They were like, yo, fucking sit on the island.
You're
pussy.
Our blood brother, and we're still saying no.
He will sing, you make your stupid TikToks.
So he hosts.
It's like Patrick Mahomes' brother.
He sucks.
There it is.
Frankie, he hosts a show now called Claim to Fame.
Oh, dude, that show sucks. I hate that show.
I've never seen that.
That's like the pinnacle of why I hate reality. Like some of those like big ABC, NBC, Fox shows. It's just like dick riding celebrities. Like there's no substance besides like, yo, what's your geniality to like some fucking random celebrity?
Yep.
Or it's like, watch some random celebrity do something.
But also welcome to YouTube. Like how many people, like the guy we were talking about, Mr. Yeah. Beast, like who made that video, this is on First Drop. We were talking about that guy who made the video about Nate, who owns this office, and he was like, the guy was like, I mean, that's all YouTube is. It's like, okay, I just need to name drop Mr. Beast, say something absolutely crazy, hold their attention for an entire video, and then at the end say some bullshit.
Yeah, but I was saying like, but like, that's not like, that's like them dick riding like someone else, and like, it's them like, making something of it. Like these people are literally just like, I'm related to someone famous, and that's gonna be like the whole thing,
my claim to fame.
Yeah.
Wait, what is the, like, maybe I thought you were saying that other celebrities other than the Jonas Brothers came on this show.
Yes. So the whole show is hosted by Frankie and I think one of the other Jonas Brothers. Mm-hmm. And the whole concept of the show is they bring I want to say like 10 people who are related to celebrities into a house.
Oh,
and
that's worse.
The competition is to try to figure out who everyone is related to. And if you were the one that's like once a week, everyone like has to like vote someone out. And then that person gets like put on like the chopping block. And if they can correctly guess who someone is related to, then that person leaves and they get to stay.
I think that's kind of sick. Like, don't get me wrong, would never watch it, but I think that's better than some shows that I've seen.
The first episode of the first season, the first person that gets eliminated for cheating is the nephew of Chuck Norris.
Interesting.
How did he cheat? How do you fucking...
He brought his phone and just started Googling people.
Hell yeah.
That's kind of...
And got caught immediately.
The last, like, Bachelor season that I ever watched was the one where the girls, like, go into the hotel room and they, like, find out that a guy had, like, a whole, like, strategy folder of, like, how to get the most screen time, like, how to last the longest. Did you not see this?
That's huge.
I can't say.
I can't remember. I want to say that might have been... when we used to watch it at your apartment.
Yeah, that was. I can't remember whose season that was. That might have been that.
That was Michelle.
That was Michelle?
That was Michelle.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. I was going to say, I think that might have been Michelle.
Yeah. No, that's
so funny.
That is hilarious.
I love that. But that playbook probably had some very good, like, insight.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's no way.
Would you guys ever go on a reality TV show?
No. Yes. I mean, we have a podcast, so actually
basically the same thing. Like
me and Allie actually were just talking about this. We would want to like both get on. We both were like, it would be so sick if we could both be on Bachelor in Paradise the same time and just be fucking children.
I don't know if
you're gonna be fucking children?
No, like be fucking children.
Oh.
Like act like a child.
Got it.
So
I don't know. Bachelor, I heard it. They're gonna be fucking cancel children.
It. So the cancel way Bachelor and then this is like a complex plan because to get onto Bachelor in Paradise, you have to first be on the Bachelor or Bachelorette and then be called back to be on Bachelor.
Wait, can you explain? I don't even know what Bachelor in Paradise is. Like, what
is that? There's like they're on an island or like they're on some like tropical getaway, and it's the same concept as the Bachelor, but everyone matches up with someone like each week or something, and I don't really know the whole layout.
Is it like they choose it, or is it like
it's like rose? Yeah, it's like a rose, and like I think it's like the guys choose 1 week, and then like there's always like more girls if the guys are choosing.
Okay, I was just gonna ask how do the
girls are choosing.
Got it.
And then if you only picked, you go home, and then they'll add in people. But in order to get added onto that show, the prereq is you have to have been on The Bachelor or Bachelorette. So this would be like a multifaceted plan. Like I would have to get on The Bachelor, Allie would have to get on The Bachelor, or she'd have to get on The Bachelor, I have to get on The Bachelorette, or vice versa, I guess. You could be the number one. But I was like, that would be so much fun, but there's no goddamn chance
I could
ever get that far. And then Allie was like, I don't have enough Instagram followers. I was like, well, you could probably change that.
I don't think that's a prereq.
I think it is. It's on
is
the
it?
Yeah, it's on the application.
I know a guy. The guy that we had on Straight Candid when I was producing it, he didn't have a lot of followers when he got his reality TV show on Love Island.
Was he crazy hot?
Yes.
Love Island's different, though, than The Bachelor.
We know. Really? Did Michelle have followers before? What the fuck?
Before The Bachelor?
Yeah. Did she?
Probably, yeah. I don't know.
I've always felt like that wasn't...
I know.
Which is the one... They just did a huge casting call in for... Is it Love is Blind? In Minneapolis. I got a fuck ton of ads that are
That's another different show.
Yeah, but I'm sure they're all the same. It's all copy-paste, but with a slightly different concept.
Yeah, but I don't know if like they have different requirements to sign up.
But I think... I don't think followers is one.
I think it is.
Because I know two people that were almost on The Bachelor. This guy made the short list. I went to high school with him.
He made the short list.
Like, they released the cast, and he was one of the people that was on it.
But then he didn't make
the show.
Yeah, I heard that's a thing.
And we also have a friend that was in our fraternity that was going to be on one of those shows, Garrett Huey. But then
he was going to be on one? I could totally see that.
But then he got a girlfriend, and then he like backed out. And then I don't think that worked out. But I
that's tough, bro. He should have just done it.
Yeah,
it would have been so good for his music career.
What was I gonna say? Yeah, I'm pretty sure. But like I said, I'm pretty sure the follower thing is real for those shows.
So you're saying I have a chance?
In that for that one requirement, yes, you do.
Oh yeah, no, this guy. But it's all like it's all the same thing. Like copy paste white guy with the same hair, the same like face shape. Like they're all. They'd be like, you're not past the height of 5'5". We can't do it.
Dude, there was one where...
Normalized. Where's the like bachelor version, but for short people?
So the Golden Bachelor just came out last night.
Was that?
It's with like people who are like 55 plus.
No. See, I would watch that. That sounds wholesome as fuck.
Yeah.
I could just imagine.
Wholesome? No. The fucking, it's all.
Old people fall in love way better than young
they're
people.
They're not falling in love. Here's my conspiracy theory that we talked about earlier. That in all of those shows, there's a plant.
Well, yeah.
That's not actually, not like.
You do know all reality TV shows are fake as fuck, right? Like, fake, even what I was like, talking about with that folder, that was probably faked.
There's like, there's someone there that's literally there and keeps getting pushed through that is just there to make drama happen.
Yeah.
Like that's.
No, 100%.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that one just came out, which was, we watched last night, Thursday. It was interesting. It was weird. This guy like starts with like his, it's so, it like this heartfelt story about how his wife passed away like suddenly. And then he was like, yeah, like 6 years later, like here I am. And then it like went immediately into it. And I was like, that's like, that was a quick summary of like your wife dying. And then, all right, cool. Time to go find 30 other women.
I can't imagine, I hate to say this, but I can't imagine a lot of old people would be good on camera. Especially in, like, I feel like what's our generation
of, I mean, okay, all of, like, you know how, like, they, it's, like, the first meet, and they, like, do, like, something quirky?
Yeah.
They all were, like, either, like, not anything crazy, or, like, were really wholesome. Like, they're all, like, so, like.
Like I said, wholesome.
But, like, to your point, that might not be good for TV. Like, for reality TV, like, that could be, like.
Yeah. People watch reality TV to be, like, yo, I can't believe she fucking said that.
Yeah, I can't believe he did that thing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm very not sure how
they
it's
found you, Jacob.
There's a siren going off in the background.
Help!
Hide me! Hide me!
We have him. He's right here.
Is this a fucking setup? God damn it! You lulled me into a sense of security. Fuck!
This has been the long game. I only went to Iowa State just to get you arrested.
No! Not again! I'm not going back.
Third time this week. Guys, I think we should wrap up. I think we're approaching the 50-minute mark.
Okay.
Any last words? Oh, what?
I was going to... Fucking Allie.
What'd she say?
So she told me, like, Taylor Swift discovering that one dude. And I was like, that's the one. She was like, she made that man's career. And I already wanted to be like... No, she didn't.
She didn't make his career, but she definitely didn't hurt
she,
it.
She boosted it.
I can't imagine if they break up, that would be even funnier.
Yeah.
I sent him a video of someone on TikTok like analyzing all of Taylor Swift's previous relationships, and they were like, all right, most of her flings only last about this long, which would put the Chiefs at this point in the season. So if you want to see them fucking tank, this is the game to bet on the Chiefs losing. And they're like, the Chiefs are the defending Super Bowl champions, so they're usually favored. So it's like, this is the time to just hammer it now and
start putting the unders in.
Yeah, just be like, as soon as that turns, because the first fucking opening game, Kelsey didn't play. They played the fucking Lions, and the Lions beat the fuck out of them.
Yeah.
So apparently, if Kelsey's not there,
or if he's not playing well,
do you guys? And we'll wrap up here, but when you guys played sports, did you, like, I felt like when I had something negative going on in my life, I played better when I was playing hockey. Like, Jacob, when you wrestled, when something positive was going on in your life, is that better than something negative? Like I'm imagining, like, if he got his heart broken by Taylor Swift, would he be like,
I'm gonna show her,
I'm gonna fucking get this Super Bowl dub? Because that's very much how my brain works. Like, when I get slighted, I'm like, oh, cool. I'm going to fucking make you regret that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so the first time I got cheated on.
That's tough. Oh, I'm sorry. I should be laughing as hard as I laugh, but I do.
The first time I got cheated on, I ended up, that's how I got onto the team. Not how I got onto the team. She wasn't sleeping with the coach or anything. It was just like... like, she cheated on me.
So, babe, I cheated on you, but
you're on the team.
You're on the team.
Yeah. No, that's
how much do you love me?
Yeah.
Jacob's so uncomfortable. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's fine.
Zoe, what about you? Like,
Oh, do you want me to finish my fucking uncomfortable ass story? Yeah, no.
Wait, was there more to it?
No, I just got cheated on and I was like, I'm going to show you. And then I walked onto the team, ended up becoming a starter, and was just like, I'm the I fucking thought you man.
Basically said that, minus the starter part. Cool. Thanks for reiterating yourself.
Eat my cock.
No, I feel like if I had a bad day, I played worse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Let's think about kickball.
There was no real talent.
Yeah,
there.
I was gonna say, I feel like I just showed up and I was like, fuck this shit.
My favorite games were when Luke almost got us into a fight and when Evolution would kick, because God, that boy on athletic.
This is so like in the circle. I love watching Evolution run. I actually think he can kick really well.
Yeah.
But him running is so unironically funny. Like,
you could loop that. And I'd giggle every time.
We should do like a. We should make one of those like power hours, but like it's just Lucian running.
Instead of the beer cracking at it, it just Lucian runs across the screen. Oh my! Here's the thing: is if
we had a video, I could make.
We need to entrap Lucian to like run past a green screen or something.
Yes.
Like,
yeah. Oh, easy. Oh, yeah. We could do. That. Yeah, we could do it. We could do it.
Or just like a
battery. Well, especially now too, that like you don't necessarily need a screen. Green screen to cut something out.
I want
to
see him, but like it's almost like it's him running that we edit in. Like he's running through the trenches of like World War II, or like there's like, or it's like him and the universe in the background, and like the Illuminati he's symbol. As he's
yeah, we gotta make one of those edits. It's like the do 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 do. He's like going in outer space. Fuck. All right, this is so like in the circle. Everyone's like, what the fuck? Who's this Lucian guy? Guys, thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to this episode of Last Drop. Make sure to like, comment, subscribe. Just for your guys' heads up, I'm going on vacation next week, and then I think we'll probably talk about it in the next podcast, but I think we're going to start recording only every other week. More on that later. But yeah, thank you guys for listening.
Such a freak.
Jacob is doing Jacob things. We got to end this.
I couldn't figure it out. I was like, what happened?